following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station. From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm going to tell you what. Jeff, you got to remind me. Friday, August 1st, when we come back on this radio show, I want to know where the Royals are. They have got 9 games right now. 9 games. They are playing putrid baseball. They have to go 7-2 in these 9 games. Have to. They're not playing great teams, and 7 of them are at home. If this team doesn't go 7-2 in its next 9 games on August 1st, it's over. Because then what happens? At Oakland, at Arizona, San Francisco, Oakland. Nighty-night. Bye-bye. She gone. Yeah, forget it. 7-2 in the next 9 games, or it's over.
Presley has come on to face Escobar, and he lines it up the left field line and down into the corner. He got Escobar last night. Now Escobar gets him. Moustakas is being waved home. He is safe, and the Royals take a 4-2 lead in the 7th inning.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
My fee for
peanut
inspirational speeches is fairly jelly. Low, by the way. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug, good to Jim Langan with you on this first day of August. Why not start it out on a Friday? Glad to have you along with us. And Jimmy, I think whenever that 9-game stretch started, you were not here as co-host that day. But for the fans that don't know, the Royals did go 7-2 over the 9-game stretch.
Hey, you know, the Royals, the thing they do the best is when they get to the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings and they have a lead, their bullpen is probably as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. Now, I'm not saying that, hey, there might be not another team out there that's just as good. But that is what they do the best. If they can beat people in the 6 innings and they get that lead, boy, they are really tough at that time.
And the Royals now have gained ground. Detroit's 4-6 in their last 10. They've really kind of helped the Royals out here a little bit lately. Lost to the White Sox again yesterday. Actually, the White Sox took some games from both Kansas City and Detroit. But the Royals go from 8.5 back right around the All-Star break to now 4 games back heading into the series at Oakland, who has now stacked their pitching lineup. They pick up John Lester, who should get his first start against the Royals this weekend. And it looks like Oakland and Detroit are stepping up to say, hey, we're playing to go and win the World Series. That does not mean that the Kansas City Royals can't get a wild card, and they're still right there. They're 3.5 back in the wild card race. The Angels and Toronto are leading the wild card race, but the Angels are, what, about 4 games up on Toronto? So you're trying to catch Toronto. You're 3.5 back. Seattle is right there, and the Yankees are 3.5 back. So right now, it's a 4-team race for one spot in the American League wild card. And the thing is, if you're 3.5 back in a wild card, 4 back in the division, you've got a chance to catch either if just one or two teams hits a bump. But you've got to play consistent. They have put themselves in a position to pay attention now in the month of August.
Yeah, you're right. I think Seattle and the Royals are the only two teams that can actually go now. I thought Cleveland for a while had a chance. I think those are the only two teams that can make it unless somebody out of the East goes. And there's all kinds of people. The East could – there's teams that are very not playing very well that could go like 10-0. They're good enough. The Rays could go – they could put a thing together where they went like 10-0, maybe win 15 out of 17 and get themselves back in it. But I don't see anybody else except for the Royals in Seattle and somebody out of the East getting that.
The Rays have already made that run because you'd be a little excited if you had a preseason ticket on Tampa Bay or got a ticket on them when they were dead last in the AL East. They went something like, what, 19-5 or 4, something like that. And right now they're 6 back of the wild card, but they're quite a – I mean, 6 back and then all the teams you have to pass. It's not that you're 6 back. That's why the Royals only have 2 teams that they have to catch, not 5 get back and 5 teams to pass. They're just a couple back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to reach us on the fan line, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can also email the Dent Popper inbox, as always, home of the Armor Lining. If you got beat around by some of the hail this year, they'll give you the estimate and take care of you. And the Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us in our next segment. Big Ten analyst Chuck Long, former Iowa great, runner-up in the Heisman Trophy, is going to join us to talk Big Ten football, his reaction of what took place at Media Days earlier this week. But let's go to the fan line right now. Who are we chatting with?
Hi, fellas.
Oh, it's Daddy. It's Daddy. Hey,
a great show. It's my favorite show, to be honest with you. You guys are doing an awesome, awesome job. Hey, one note on the Royals. Last night, Wade Davis in the eighth inning gives up a double. The first extra base hit Wade Davis has given up this year, guys. We're 110 games into the season. He didn't just come off the disabled list. That is remarkable in itself. And Jim was talking about the depth in this pitching staff when they closed it. Aaron Crow did not have a good outing. Put some people on base. They put Crow in instead of Davis in the eighth. The first extra base hit Davis has given up this year.
And that's second cousin or third cousin?
I may be the one that's adopted.
did you see that Lucas Duda was 2-for-5 with a 19th home run on Wednesday and had another one robbed at the track?
Ooh.
So
nice game.
It's a good week for our family. Yeah. Good season for our family.
Yeah, we're coming around. Yeah, I hope the Royals can. A little disappointed, guys. Trade deadline comes and goes, and once again we fail to do anything. We got a designated hitter who's now going to be the first baseman because Hosmer's out for 3 to 6 weeks with a broken hand. But you know what? We make no moves. We got a designated hitter in Billy Butler that can't hit. You had to upgrade there. The guy wants $12.5 million next year. I don't know what you're going to do with Billy Butler. Hopefully he can get going here and we can limp through. Abanez had a big double last night, but he's 42 years old. I cannot believe we did not make a move. And then the Tigers upgrade with Price, which, of course, yesterday afternoon I threw up in my mouth 19 times when I heard that. But hopefully they think they can get it done with this team. You hope they can. They got to get the bats going, though.
Hey, Tony, the trouble with the Royals, I think that the reason they didn't make the move, they were trying to get a hitter, and that's what they wanted. They were trying to get a hitter, but I don't think they wanted to give up somebody to get the hitter. I think that's what the move was about. The Royals didn't want to give somebody up. Plus, there's kind of a weird deal. I know Billy Butler does not play a good defensive first base, but once they started putting him in the lineup, that's when he started hitting. It's hard to sit on the bench and just sit there and wait. And when you're the DH sometimes and you're not producing.
But don't you think they had to sit him for as bad as he was playing and now he's got it going since
he
did that?
I think so. But, I mean, all I'm saying is he is, you know, sometimes you got a guy that's not hitting. You got to still stay with him because, you know, if you pull him every once in a while and pull him again, boy, you really lose your confidence. So I think they did the right thing. We'll see what Billy does from August 1 to September 1 because it's going to be critical.
Yeah, Jim, it sounds like the players that everybody wanted to, that everybody was interested in, were Danny Duffy, Yordano Ventura. The Royals weren't interested in giving away those young arms. And Ventura throws, once again, a hell of a game last night. His 100th pitch was 99 mile an hour. His 100th pitch of the game.
Yeah, good point. And you are right. I think Danny Duffy was the one everybody wanted. Everybody wanted Danny Duffy. And I don't think they wanted to give him away because at times he's our ace. You know, I mean, he'll go out there. He might be 7-7, but boy, when he throws well. But we got to get some runs. If the Royals could find a way to score, if they can get 3 or 4 runs in the first 6 innings, they got a shot to win.
Well, that guy from Minnesota last night had led the major leagues in losses, and we couldn't hit him. We couldn't hit the guy for 5 innings. Just totally non-existent. All of a sudden, he looks like Greg Maddux against us.
Well, here's what Dayton Moore said yesterday. Here's kind of the story of the Royals staying where they were, 4 back. The Mariners and Yankees neck and neck with Kansas City in the wild card hunt, made a series of trades. The Royals general manager Dayton Moore said his perennially building club checked on potential trade players, but, quote, at the end of the day, there weren't any players we could get our hands on that would be upgrades over what we have, end quote. And correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, pretty much all the moves were for pitching. Nobody made a move for a big hitter, did they? I mean, Cespedes is part of the trade, but that was more Lester going to the A's than it was Cespedes going to the Red Sox. Red Sox win that deal, by the way.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead and comment, Tony.
Well, I thought we were interested in Bradley, maybe for that bat, but once again, if you got to give up those guys, if you got to give up a Danny Duffy, who's everybody thinks the star, you know, we're getting Vargas back. Seal just pitching well. You look at that lineup, the pitching staff. I don't think just the closers, Jim. I think we rank right up there against anybody in baseball with that pitching staff that we trot out every day. Now, I'm not saying Bruce Chen, you know what, Bruce Chen's an older guy, but he's been serviceable at times. Comes in there and eats up some innings. You know, those 4 and 5 guys have got to eat up innings to stay away from that, to get into that bullpen in the 4th, 5th, 6th inning. We get deep into games. I think the pitching is solid. We got to find a way to hit. The Hosmer deal, defensively at first base, Billy's going to try and he made a comment about being in the shadows and just kind of – making sure nobody notices him, and by that meaning make a big error which scores runs, but we got to find a way to get some runs across the plate.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, just flooded with folks that are so excited to hear your voice, wanting to know if you've moved back to the state, how you've been doing, what you're doing, what's going on, if you've caught a lot of fish this summer, you know, stuff like that.
Yes, but the rash is cleared up, so I've been allowed back in the country. Still in the Kearney area, so yes.
Yeah, well, don't catch a foreign disease. All right, we'll let you go, Big Daddy. Thanks for chiming in. Go Royals.
Okay, enjoy the afternoon.
We've got Bob Jensen coming up from Huskerland Prep Report. 25th anniversary celebration is this weekend. We'll talk about that. Chuck Long of the Big Ten Network. Stay with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The last day to get registered for their Midway Extreme giveaway. The Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and Tandem Skydive is what they are giving away. All you have to do is go to their Facebook page or go online to thinkmidway.com. While you're there, check out the great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles on the lot. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. We can't wait to announce the winner on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck, everybody. We're back after this.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As more sunshine develops through the day today, we'll top off at about 91 for a high, as winds will stay to the northeast around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower storm developing with a low at 59. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday, the 1st of August. And that means thinking tailgating. No, make sure that Troutman's Quality Meats is always in your plans. Whether you're tailgating for your favorite college or high school football team, or just having a great meal, and maybe you're hitting the road for that last family vacation, take some great Troutman's with you and treat your family and friends to what we have right here in the great state of Nebraska. All beef at Troutman's is USDA choice. Quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. You can't go wrong with fresh sausage out of the smokehouse all the time. Maybe you just want some prime ribs, some ham. They've got the beef, snack sticks, and all the wines and drinks to help wash it down as well. And of course, Jeff's favorite, the 10-gallon bucket of baked beans. It's all there for you. It can't get any better than what they've got at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend, East Highway 30 in Kearney. Well, we welcome back to the program after letting him enjoy a little summer vacation. Problem is, he's busy as a bee trying to get the magazine out, which I think has probably been sent off to the printers for the 25th year. Huskerland Prep Report will grace the great state of Nebraska. He invented it. He owns it. He published it. He is our friend. He is Bob Jensen. Good morning, sir.
Duda, Langan, it's always good to be in close proximity to you two people.
How much sleep have you had this week?
Look, dude, I'm 56. I don't sleep anymore. Okay, but no, we've been getting some things done the last couple weeks. It's pretty exciting. It's a pretty exciting time right now in my little corner of the world.
Bob, you're 56. You're old. You're way up there. You're way up there.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those deals. My wife tried to make me feel better at my birthday, told me I was only 8 in dog years. So that's what I'm going with. I'm feeling like a child, Langan.
There you go. Hey, on your picks, when you start picking, you got Amherst. Last year I told you to jump on Amherst. They were going to be really good. I'm saying it again. How high do you have them ranked?
High.
Get them real. You can't get them high enough. Amherst's going to have a heck of a football team.
They are. That's definitely a top 10 team, even moving up. As always, you know that, guys, D1 is just a train wreck. It's a really deep class. And, Amherst's going to have a lot to say about it. They got a lot of people coming back, all those skilled players. They're going to score a lot of points. If the defense holds up, and doesn't have to shut people out, if it holds up at all, Amherst, they could very easily run the table in the regular season. I would agree with that.
Well, I know you're not going to divulge a whole lot, but how'd the magazine come together for you this year, and when can we expect to see it?
Oh, well, we'll divulge plenty before we're done here, I think. But it's come together real well. I mean, it's always a great feeling to have it done. It is at the printer. It'll be back. I would imagine, dude, by the end of the week, we'll have it out. Had a little fun with the cover. We'll see if people notice, but it kind of replicates the very first preview that we did back in 96. It was actually year 7 before we ever put out a football preview. And you know, that's so we kind of made it look a little bit like that, had a little fun, got some guys together, and you know, that's I like it. It looks nice, and once again, we got a lot of help from a lot of people. Coaches got to do their part in order for us to do our part, and for the very large majority, they do a great job by us.
I know we'll chat here in a couple of weeks when the high school football practices get going and talk about the previews, but the main reason, because I know we'll run out of time, the main reason to
chat... That's never happened before!
Well, the main reason to chat with Bob Jensen today is about the 25th anniversary, and you've got a special event going on this weekend. First, let the folks know what's going on.
Well, it is, Doug, and I tell you what, it's something that we thought about doing on year 20. We just couldn't get it together. I would think there are those in this building right now who say we don't have it together this year either. But on Sunday, which is August 3rd, we are going to have a reception to, I don't know what you want to say, celebrate, I guess is a good word, Huskerland's silver anniversary. And I just... those words come out of my mouth, and it's kind of hard to believe until I think about all the pictures that I've handled in the last couple weeks and the phone calls I've made and people I've heard from. But anyway, we're going to have a reception on Sunday. It's going to be here in Central City at our beautiful Performing Arts Center. There's going to be a meet and greet from 1 to 3, and then there will be a program from 3 to 4:30-ish, something like that. And the highlight of the whole deal, what makes this whole thing, is that we set out to find as many of those kids as we've interviewed for feature stories in Huskerland since we started. Now, that excludes a whole bunch of people on the web, stories that were done in some other way, you know, shape or form. But even so, I've been saying 2,200. I actually went back and counted. There's 2,407 kids that Huskerland has interviewed. Now, not all these were done by me. I've got people that have helped me over the years. But over 2,400 kids on that list, and we're able to get addresses or contact information for about 1,100, 1,120, something like that. And so we're hoping to have a nice little crowd on Sunday to kind of enjoy the day.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, as you were going back over the 24 previous years of files and stories, something had to jump out at you. Like, God, how did we ever accomplish this? Or, boy, we talked to this guy, this gal. There had to be a jump out moment here over the last month.
Well, it's funny you say that. And the first thing I think about, the first thing when people talk about something like this, when they talk about that list, which is my most precious professional thing that I have. Okay. That list, but it's not that that I think about. When you said that, I think about how did we get it done with the crappy equipment that we had. We had some miserable, miserable cameras, and trying to shoot football at night with the best of equipment is nearly impossible. And I look at some of the things that we passed off on the public as professional photographs, and like Tony said a minute ago, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit. But we got through it. We got through it. People were patient and saw us through the whole deal. And when you do look at that list, the people want to know about the Huskers. And there's a lot of Huskers on there. I think the first one that is of note is Amon Green. And you've got Barrett Rood and Eric Crouch and Matt Davison. There's a whole bunch of people we talked to over the years. The Steinkuhler boys. I mean, it's a fairly tremendous list. I don't want to go all 21st century, but that list is on our Facebook page. And I don't do much on that Facebook page, but if you look up Huskerland on Facebook, the whole list is there. And you look through it, and it's a pretty awesome list.
Yeah, and, you know, there might have been a kid from North Platte that went to Shadron State that wasn't too bad of a football player.
Yeah, he wasn't terrible. We got Woodhead. I've got a tremendous story that I can't possibly tell in full length, but when I went to interview Danny Woodhead, his younger sister, Anna, who was 8 at the time, basically must have been working as his agent because I had to get through her to get to him. And that sounds easy, but there's nothing more terrifying than a protective 18-year-old girl. and we did get that done. So,
talking with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, I guess the question I think I remember about the first time that we got a chance to meet, talk, maybe even see the paper. It wasn't a magazine back at the time. It was a small paper that we got, and I'm sure I was sitting there with Walt Smith in the office back in the day, 24 or 5 years ago, looking at that and going, this is pretty cool. I mean, today we wouldn't think twice about it. What was the motivation? Why did you start this project?
Well, okay. To answer that question, the first time I ever laid eyes on Doug Duda, you were on a plank between two pickups at Tryon, Nebraska, broadcasting the Arcadia game with the aforementioned Walter Smith. That is my recollection.
It was damn hot that day, too.
It was. And it gets hot in Tryon, unlike it gets hot anywhere else. I think people from Tryon will tell you that. but you know, really, I don't know. Way back when I was in high school, Doug, I had it in my head. I didn't understand how come there wasn't something like the Sporting News to cover high school football. Well, you flash forward many years later, and I don't know, we were driving home from Omaha seeing my in-laws and talking with my wife, and she knew that I'd kind of harbored this idea, and I said, well, I'd like to try it. What do you think? And she gave me the same advice she's given me many times since, and that was, fine, just don't lose any money. Okay, just don't lose any money. And there was no money to lose because, I mean, really, the first Huskerland, I just had it in my hands just probably an hour ago, was two pieces of 11 by 17 paper folded over. And it didn't have much in it, is what it didn't have. But, you know, from there, you know, we kind of got the ball rolling. Before we ever started, I actually came home that night, and out of just like a rabbit out of a hat, I pulled the name of a few coaches around the state, some that I knew, some that I didn't, called and asked, you know, just told them what I was thinking, what did they think. And, you know, they were mainly watching Sunday night baseball, and so they weren't all that interested, but they all said to some degree, well, try it. And so we did, and now here we are.
You know, Bob, one thing, there's high school kids in the whole state, no matter what their talent level is. They have dreams, and they have commitments, and they make just as much of an effort to try to do things right for their school as some of these kids and that are very prominent in the Omaha area that are very successful. And I think that's one thing that your publication did. It interviewed these kids that were playing 8-man football, 6-man football, maybe 11-man football in an area, and maybe their team was 3-6. But they had that commitment and that heart and that drive, and I thought your articles, better than any other publication, took care of that kid. And I really appreciate what you did for the high school kid, because that's what your publication's kind of about, too.
Yeah, it's really nice of you to say, Lang. That is exactly what we set out to do. I mean, Amon Green, everybody knows about Amon Green. How many people knew about Taylor Puttergill, the little ball guard up there at Mullen? You know, there's all kinds of stories out there, and kids are kids, and they just, you know, once you start talking to them, everybody's got a story. Some of them are made to do an interview, some of them aren't, but we got through them all. And two things that I'm a big believer in are we tried to satisfy two requirements, and those were geography and class size. And, you know, to me, a kid can't help where daddy lives, all right? If daddy lives in Dalton, Nebraska, he's going to go to Layton High School, okay? And he's going to do whatever he does. If daddy lives in Papillion, well, he's going to go to Papillion. They're just kids. They're out there playing. And, you know, it is just so satisfying to look back and look at all these kids that were able to tell their story. And for a lot of them, a lot of them are like the ones you're talking about, Lang, and that's been their one shot. And I don't know, there's some of the sweetest words I ever hear. It goes something like this. Well, I've never been interviewed before. Oh my God. That is so cool. And 2,400 stories later, we're ready to start year 25.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. He'll join us, I assume. We haven't officially made the contract offer to him for 2014. But
I think, didn't I demand twice what I made last year?
I think so, and I think we agreed to that.
You knuckled under. That was nice.
It was easy. Bob, I'll let you go with this because we got to move on here, as always. But 25 years ago, we've lost a lot of schools since then. But have you hit every one of them?
We're pretty close. We're pretty close. We haven't hit every one of them, but we're in the, it's funny you say it, 92-93%, something like that. I mean, once again, there are kids in every school. Just got to go find them. They all got phones.
All right, so. Bobby. Well, it's all going on this Sunday. Go to Huskerland Prep Report online. You'll find starting the countdown, some of the top kids for the year already, articles online. And before you know it, we'll be able to read the entire magazine, and we'll catch up with Bob again. I hope it's a great day and all goes well, Bob. You deserve it. Thanks so much for what you do.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. That's nice of you to say. It's nice to talk about it, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Publisher, owner, the creator of Huskerland Prep Report. If you don't like Bob Jensen, you don't like people. Bob Jensen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break. Chuck Long, Big Ten Network, when we return.
Looking for a great job? Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating is currently hiring service plumbers and heating and cooling technicians. Experience is preferred, but if you're hardworking and dependable, Anderson Brothers is willing to provide training. You'll benefit from an excellent starting wage and a great benefit package, which includes health insurance, 401k, and a cafeteria plan. To apply or for further information, stop in person at Anderson Brothers Kearney or Holdridge location during regular business hours. Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating, an equal opportunity employer.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fawner Park.
Make it your weekend with great food and action entertainment at Fawner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Bet on the best thoroughbred racing from 21 tracks, now including the Columbus races direct from Ag Park. And you can play Keno and enjoy full menu dining and bar service. Nonstop action starts at lunchtime, continuing to Twilight Racing and the Prime Rib Special at the Finish Line, number one for food and fun.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community. All on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. With a black
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's that time for the 87th Annual Southwest Open at the Holdridge Country Club. That's right, 87 years of outstanding golf. It's coming up next weekend, August 9th and 10th. 2 days of golf for your entry fee, plus a free practice round if you want to come over on Friday. Range balls, the great dinner Saturday night, and Calcutta. You can go to holdridgecc.com to get registered, to sign up, get your entry form, check it all out, or give the country club a call, 308-995-995. 5744, 308-995-5744. It's the 87th annual Southwest Open, August 9th and 10th at the Holdridge Country Club. Well, we're all settled back in from Chicago and Big Ten media days, and I noticed over the today Sean Callahan reporting that there's up for a bid. We may not be going back to Chicago next year. We'll see how that all plays out, but we will bring in to the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and former Iowa quarterback, analyst now with the Big Ten Network, Chuck Long joins us. And Chuck, thanks for your time, and welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, we're getting ready for football. I guess it's here, and we knew that starting Monday. You know, Nebraska, Iowa, that seems to be all they talk about, isn't it?
Well, that game now could come down to the West title the day after Thanksgiving in Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. You know, the way both those teams are coming into it right now with the people they have back, don't be surprised if the West title comes down to that game, which would be very exciting, obviously, for television, but also for the fans in Nebraska and Iowa.
Well, that would be awesome. And the one thing I've said is that I can see Iowa starting 10-0, and I know that is huge, huge projection. But Iowa seems to have problems living up to expectations. So as an alum, what do you think about this year's team?
Well, you said it best. I think they, you know, when Iowa has laying in the weeds, you know, when they came off a 4-8 year last year and went 8-4, I think that's really when they're good. I think they still have to prove when expectations are high that they need to come through in that year as well. So it remains to be seen. I know that Kirk Ferentz does a good job of just trying to stay even keel with his football team. I know there's a lot of expectations going into this year, and he probably doesn't like that because he wants to keep his team focused and working. That's always a big challenge for head coach when you're coming off a good year and expectations are high, is keeping your team working and working towards the goal. So that will be a challenge for Iowa because they have not been good in that department in the past. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen this year. But a 10-0 deal is going to be tough to achieve. The West, in my opinion, is very difficult. You know, you have a Nebraska, you have a Wisconsin right in there, you have a Northwestern that can do some damage, and then Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's a scary team in that West. So that West division is a lot tougher than you think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that thing's loaded. And I went as far as saying Northwestern might win it, you know, and you look at their schedule. They don't have to play some of the people on the other side. With Iowa, let's talk about Iowa. One other thing. I know when they were 4-8 the year before, their offense just didn't move the ball. Their defense was playing fairly well. Last year, their defense even improved, but their offense seems to be maybe what's going to keep them from starting off that 10-0. Your thoughts?
Well, their offense really got a little bit better, not much better. I think they finished still lower in the conference than they wanted. I think the run game is going to be very good. Their offensive line, I think, is going to be one of the better ones in the league, along with their defensive line. Both lines for Iowa now are going to be very strong coming back, and that's a good starting point with any football team. I think their run game is going to be good. I think they still need to polish their passing game. I think they're a speed receiver short right now. Maybe a true freshman comes in and takes care of that. But I do think with their run game, they got to find a way to get the ball down the field with some big plays to either flip the field as far as field position. You know, that's going to be huge for Iowa because their running game is going to be good. You know, to dink and dunk, I don't think they're going to be able to do that effectively. I think they need to take some shots down the field. Rudock, he does not have a very strong arm. I think it's going to, obviously, as the year goes by, you know, as the years go by, it'll get stronger. But I think he'll be doing a much better job of timing up the long ball. If you watched him last year, he was just a little late with everything down the field. I think that'll come with time and experience that he'll be able to get that long ball off a little quicker. But they need to get some shots and some long plays in the passing game down the field this year to be successful.
Talk with Chuck Long here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Iowa quarterback, and of course now with the Big Ten Network. One more thing on Iowa, Chuck, and then we'll move on to the rest of the league for a couple minutes. I thought it a little curious that with this great projection that Iowa coming off a good season and some good teams coming in, they're having trouble convincing the students to go to the games, and they're actually giving away 5-year tuitions in a random draw. What's going on there?
Well, it's not good publicity right now. In fact, the AD there, Gary Bartis, has suspended that program. And it's really, well, if you look at it, I don't know if it's legal at this point. I think they're checking into that. I don't know all the particulars, but it also cheats the student that already bought a ticket weeks ago or when they bought it on time. I think they're probably getting a lot of complaints and the phone and the emails buzzing from kids to say, hey, wait a minute, I bought a ticket, you know, when I was supposed to. Can I get into this contest? You know? So I think there's some issues there that they still have to iron out. And, you know, I think a lot of schools are trying to get the students there. You know, I think it's in Iowa's case, they're trying to get the students there. Students bring the energy. They bring the energy to a stadium, and you want your students there. So we'll see how it remains to be seen how that all plays out. It is kind of discouraging that the students are not buying up all the tickets there at Iowa, because it's always been a student strong play. Kinnick Stadium's always been strong as far as student participation and sellout. So they probably have to come up with a different program.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully they don't have any problems selling tickets, because that's part of the game day atmosphere. No matter who comes out of this West Division, so pick whichever team you want. They play their best. They win the West. Can they compete with the East Division champ? Can they win the Big Ten? Can they be in a playoff discussion?
Well, anything can happen when you get in that game. I mean, you look at a game that comes to mind is Wisconsin-Nebraska. You know, everybody was picking Nebraska to win that game a couple of years ago. Wisconsin just manhandled them. So anything can happen when you get in that game. I will still favor the East. I think the East is a stronger. I honestly think from top to bottom, the West has more teams that can contend and do some damage in the long run than the East. However, the East has two of the top teams in the league in Ohio State and Michigan State. After that, I don't think it's as strong right now as the West Division from top to bottom. So, but they have the two premier teams in those two. So I do think the East is stronger at this point in time. But you know what? Anything can happen in that game. You get in that game, it's been proven. You never know.
Yeah, Chuck, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, I've got the list down, two teams on the one side, five on the other. And when I look at the division, I see Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. I see teams that have to do well on special teams, and that their defense has got to carry them. And hopefully one of those three teams will have an offense that will make a difference, and that might get them to, you know, because Northwestern and Wisconsin, I think, have the offense. I don't know if they have the defense. But I'm like you, if one of those three teams step it up and have an offense, they definitely could compete with Ohio State or Michigan State. If not, I'm like you, it looks like it could be a 3-touchdown game.
It's going to be a dogfight in that West Division. And, you know, every game is going to be fun to watch. I do think it's going to come down to the last game of the year on that side. The East might get determined a little quicker than that, maybe with two or three games to go. But I do believe the West will come down to that last weekend of games, which will make it really fun and exciting to watch.
Just a couple of moments left here with Chuck Long, Big Ten analyst, has coached across the country after leaving Iowa. Maybe the coaching hat comes on here, Chuck, because Nebraska has got some studs, but they have got holes. So you're the coach. You've got a Randy Gregory. You've got some really good guys on the defense. You have what could be the defensive player of the year in Gregory and the offensive player of the year in Amir. We'll see if that happens or not. How, as a coach, do you take these young kids and fill in the holes without putting too much pressure on your stars?
Well, I do think that Bo Pelini has a really good defense coming back. I think his holes were just schematic-wise, just getting everybody to get used to his scheme, and he played a lot of young guys to do that. And I do think that was the hole to shore up, really, for him defensively. And I think the quarterback position in Nebraska, it remains to be seen how that's all going to play out. That's going to be key for them to be successful. You got a great running back in Abdullah, and you have some good wide receivers on the outside. The offensive line needs to come on as the year goes for them to be successful, but that quarterback position is going to be key to take the pressure off a guy like Abdullah. I think defensively, the way they're in their system now with their down, I think their defensive front's going to be really good, and their linebacking position was young last year, and they're going to be a lot better in their system. So I don't really see a problem defensively with them going into this year. I think the big thing is going to be that quarterback position.
Chuck, I'll tell you one thing. When after watching you play, I'm going to say some brag you up a little bit because you were talking about the long ball. I'll tell you what you did, and I don't know if people realize how great you were at this, but your eyes, you would get your eyes to look some other direction, and you would fire that thing, and you burnt people 30, 40 yards downfield. I said, if one of those quarterbacks needs to get better, he needs to watch film of you playing, and he needs to watch it, and saw how you did that, and if one of them does that, they will win the West.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. You know, back then, it was a lot more throwing down the field. I mean, that's what it was in college football until some of the spread offenses, like at Illinois with Mike White, came into play. It was more dink and dunk. But we had a lot of big plays down the field, and that's, I see that cycling back for teams like Iowa and Nebraska. You know, Nebraska's had that option game from the backfield, but they have a nice play action scheme off that run game in Nebraska to get the ball down the field. I mean, let's see if they can do that.
And we'll wrap up with Chuck Long here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody asks us, what did we learn in Chicago? What did you learn in Chicago, Chuck?
Well, I learned that all the head coaches are excited about the season. There's a lot. That word excitement was coming out of every head coach. So, as in all media luncheons, you know, they're all 0-0. They're all fired up. But it's all going to play out pretty quick in the season. I did learn that, you know, everybody has returning starters. I think, you know, you look at a team like Indiana, they had the most returning starters of anybody. So, and they're in year four, so they have a chance to go to a bowl game this year. Now's the time to do it. When you're in that situation, now's the time to get in that bowl game if you're a team like Indiana.
Well, Chuck, we'll let you get back to enjoy what little summer there is left for us football folks, and we hope to talk to you again as the season progresses. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be good.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Chuck Long, outstanding player, coach, now with the Big Ten Network, and our Big Ten preview and coverage brought to you in part by the Chicken Coop in Kearney, your original sports bar and grill, serving flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame, then one of their homemade sauces, which, of course, you choose, seared on to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor, offering home-style pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, and, of course, a kid's menu. Many other items are there for you to enjoy on the bricks downtown Kearney at the Chicken Coop. His opinion, not a whole lot different than many. West is open. East comes down to a couple-team race, maybe. And Jerry Kill, Minnesota head football coach, is going to be our Big Ten preview. He'll join us Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I'm interested to see how Minnesota plays into all of this, too. You like Northwestern. I think Minnesota's got some good weapons. They've still got a young quarterback in Mitch Leidner, who we will hear from in the upcoming days as well. But I think they've got some weapons. Again, who fills the holes in the fastest? I think this is going to be one of the most intriguing years, whether it's Big Ten or Big 12 in recent memory, for not only Nebraska, but the conference they play in.
Yeah, I'll say this. If no one gets any better, you know, if no team gets any better than they are, Wisconsin will win it. I mean, if none of these other teams get any better, if just, everybody just stays the same, then Wisconsin will probably win the thing. But I'm counting on Northwestern's defense playing. Their offense is going to get a little bit better. Their schedule is going to be kind to them. So I kind of like Northwestern. I do like Nebraska a little bit. I think they have a chance. They've got some things they can build on. If their quarterback gets some good quarterback play, they've already got the running back. And if their defense plays, they get the turnover margin, Nebraska's got a chance. You know, so I'm like you. Minnesota's got a shot at it. If they get a little bit better, Iowa gets better on offense. So it's wide open.
Going to have to come to play more often than not this year. Our Big Ten Report is brought to you in part by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island for mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. Go online to gidiocese.org. Coming up, we've got an update from the Midwest Regional. Game one is already in the books of the Little League Tournament. Kearney plays their first game tonight at 6:30. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But as we go to break, let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. What do you make of the Huskers preseason coaches poll ranking of number 22? Is it too high, too low, or just about right? I'll jump into the just about right, Jimmy. I think it's interesting. Iowa not rated, Michigan not rated, Northwestern not even close to being rated. I'm surprised because I think I would have had to vote for Iowa to be a top 25 team with what they've got coming back in the schedule that they have.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's one of those deals. Nebraska, are we basing this all on the last game they played? If we're basing it all on the Georgia win, is that what it's based on? Because if you're basing it the game before that in Nebraska-Iowa, they wouldn't be ranked in the top 25. So if they lost to Georgia, that 99-yard touchdown pass that we got, if we don't get that, we lose that game, you know, then Nebraska's not ranked. So I think we might be a little too high. I like Nebraska. I live in Nebraska. I want Nebraska to do well. I mean, this isn't something that I'm just talking about. Not my heart. I'm talking about what I think. And I just think Nebraska's got to prove some stuff on the football field before they get to be ranked number 22 in the nation.
We asked you yesterday which player has a better chance of winning Big Ten Player of the Year, Amir Abdullah on offense or Randy Gregory on defense. 75% said Randy Gregory on defense. You can always vote for our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Did you just chug that entire 20-ounce pop?
Yeah, I needed energy.
You'll need energy to run the 2.5 miles it takes to burn those calories.
2.5 miles? From one pop?
Drinking only 6 pops a month could add 5 pounds of fat in a year.
Wow. So if I drank one a day, that's like 25 pounds a year.
You better get running.
Maybe I'll just rethink my drink and choose water.
Water's a great choice. Visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com for more info on rethinking your drink.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Family fun at the World Theater in Kearney this Saturday and Sunday nights. The family classic, Charlotte's Web.
Now, at last, the classic book by E.B. White charms the screen with its warm tale of friendship between a little girl and a lovable pig.
It's only $5 a show. Affordable drinks and concessions, too. The World Theater in Kearney. Thanks for keeping the world spinning. All showtimes online, theworldtheater.org.
Mike and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, this doesn't come out very often, and there's a reason. Somebody's birthday's coming up this weekend. You should have never told me, man. You should have never told me. But, you know, you only turn 45 once.
Yeah, add about a dozen onto that puppy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We just wanted to say happy birthday.
Hey, how many more songs are there? I mean, AC/DC's got anything on there? They got a happy birthday, Steppenwolf or any of that? Yeah.
We can get you the Beatles.
Yeah, there you go.
We can bring you some of that.
Hey, for my birthday, I want to bring up a golf tournament at Awori Dunes.
Yep.
Dave Greek's putting it on. It's August 8th. It's a suicide awareness, and it's going to be a great time. It's a one-day tournament. It's on Friday, August 8th. And I'm sure that if you look online on NTV, that there'll be something on that, and we'll talk about it again on Monday.
Yeah, Nebraska.tv is their website. I know Dave's been talking about it on the sportscast. It's that time of the year where getting in those last golf tournaments. I know it's very busy today. Kearney High Booster this weekend. The annual Coors Miller is going on. In fact, if you kind of forgot about something like that, they'll still take an entry or two. Contact the Kearney Country Club. It's Saturday and Sunday, 12:30 shotgun Saturday, 10 o'clock on Sunday. It's a three-person this year. So, and then we'll have some more as time moves along. We told you about the Southwest Opens in Holdridge next weekend. So last chance, once that calendar turns August, you know, I start talking last chance. For some people, it runs all the way through football season, but we're going to be swamped before we know it. Are you going to watch football this year? Or are you going to officiate? I haven't asked you yet.
I'll be watching Kearney High football. Yep. Watch every game, except, you know what, my crew, we always get a Thursday night game or, you know, maybe a Friday afternoon at 4 where I can kind of do a 4 o'clock game and then hustle back and watch Kearney High play. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So you're not semi-retired yet?
Oh, from refereeing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a while.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Folks, don't forget, while you're out and about, Big Daly's Deli in Kearney and Hastings, the place to pick up a great sandwich, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Which one are you having today?
Okay, today's the first, the number one. Now let's go tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Yeah.
Let's go with two, number two.
Tomorrow is the Hormel turkey breast sandwich.
Oh, tremendous choice.
You have a little. See, I would never say turkey for a turkey on his birthday because that somebody else has to have their birthday on the second. Like somebody has their birthday coming up on the 6th that may have been on this radio show earlier today. See, that would be turkey for a turkey.
Right.
You, what are we going to get? A little lettuce on it?
I don't know. But you know,
pickles?
Definitely. Lettuce
salt
and pickles.
Yeah,
we'll put some type of a mayonnaise on it. You know, that side, if it's light mayonnaise or if it'll just be something, but something to get a little zip into it.
Well, it's your birthday. You should be able to do whatever you want.
That's
on your birthday,
exactly
right?
What I'm going to cut it in thirds, too.
It doesn't have to be your birthday to enjoy a great sandwich and combo meal at Big Daly's Deli, top of the hill in Kearney, and of course, right across from Duncan Field in Hastings. Big Daly's Deli, there's a bazillion sandwiches, one for everyone in your family. Well, at the Little League Midwest Regional, Missouri has to go extra innings, Joplin South, to beat the Kansas team, Frenetic Youth, 6-3. They play six innings, but it went seven innings, and they win it 6-3. Iowa and Minnesota just getting underway. Nebraska will play Canyon Lake, South Dakota tonight, and that game is set for 6:30. ESPN3.com. See that online. Then they play tomorrow against that Kansas team that lost this morning in extra innings. That's at 1. Sunday's game, they will play at noon, and then Monday we'll talk more about it. They'll play at 4 o'clock. So there you go. And fan day today going on in Lincoln, 2 to 3:30 at Memorial Stadium. Also, we have got UNK, a few more official now that you can get into school a little bit here. Some transfers mostly, a couple of kids from Nebraska. Eduardo Bernard, a kicker out of Norfolk Catholic, is joining the team. Devin Hernandez went to high school in Ord, spent last season as a redshirt at Chadron State. Tanner Mazur played at Boone Central, Albion. He was a student last year. He's going out for the football team this year. They are among the players that are from Nebraska joining it. And Nebraska has a basketball commit out of Iowa, 6'8", 220-pound power forward Michael Jacobson, 4.0 student, had offers from the likes of Harvard, Princeton, and Brown, among others. So there you go. Did you ever have any offers from Harvard, Princeton, or Brown?
No, I did not have anything from Harvard, Princeton, Brown. You know,
Yale,
yeah, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You know, I didn't, they really didn't come. Now, North Platte Junior College at the time was interested.
Well, you don't have to be smart to know that TNL Irrigation System is the pivot system for you. TNL and AgSense have the PrecisionLink 3, PPC 3, which lets you manage your pivot with your computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. Start and stop your pivot from your mobile phone, direction, application rate and speed, water pump control, about a few of the features available on the PPC 3 part of the TNL family. TNL, their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, taking care of you. They're going to be out and about at a lot of the farm shows that'll be coming up here with Husker Harvest Day, State Fair. Get a chance to see your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com. We thank former Iowa quarterback and Big Ten analyst Chuck Long, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, their 25th anniversary get together. Hope if you got invited, you get a chance to make it to Central City on Sunday. Among our guests on Monday, Jerry Kill, University of Minnesota head coach, and go to our Facebook page and see Bo Pelini dressed up in the new alternate uniform. I know I ruined it for you, but if you want to watch it, it's pretty cool. It's another Boism. Go to our Facebook page at ESPN Superstation. Jimmy, happy birthday. Hope to see you Monday.
Yeah, have a good weekend, you two.
Fast Eddie, I'm coming for you. We'll see you later on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.